Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. This is one of the most fascinating crossroads. When the going gets tough, do we persevere or do we walk away? What are our limits? Here's what I do when faced with this dilemma. First up, reconsider our norm. Personal example. Those who know me well will tell you that I don't quit. Once I commit, I'm all in, no matter what. But a couple of injuries at the gym, and a combined 3 months of physical therapy later, I thought, you know, maybe this all-in approach doesn't work everywhere. So now I check out the environment and I ask myself, am I really walking away or am I regrouping to deal with the new development? There's a difference. Second, reevaluate the exchange. When I find myself on the edge of my comfort zone, I ask myself, what do I get and what am I really giving up? What is the real exchange here? Another personal example. I have a strong walk-away boundary around disrespect. I'll give a warning shot, and if the behavior continues, I walk away. No compromises. That's my process, my comfort zone. But a dear friend now passed on taught me something new. She showed me the transformation that can happen if we hang in there just a little bit and move past the hostility. Just one or two interactions can so quickly de-escalate a situation and create miracles. I realized that what happens next is worth taking that risk in some situations. So now I discern my next move. So ask yourself, what do I have to lose? What do I have to win when you're at your edge of your comfort zone? With over 30 years in the business, I've hit plenty of brick walls. The real challenge, there is no one right answer on what to do next. Sometimes a situation is a clue that you need to change course and not quit. Sometimes it's time to let go and move on. Our evaluation of our comfort zone will pave the way for the best path forward. Hope that helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.